wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up
with Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
It's always fun and games when he's in the building. Mark Eugene Lottering.
Government name, yes.
According
government
to the RSA
name
document. Mark Eugene Lottering.
Wow, look, I didn't choose it, and there's no need for you to be mean. I've only been nice to you all the decades.
How many people actually know that you have a middle name?
Okay. I decided to come out this year. That's why the show is called that. It's a late coming out. So the show is... I know that the show works because nobody's unfollowed me because of the middle name. There was a gasp that I heard on social media, even though people were typing, and then they just said, okay, and then they put in brackets, hugs. So in the show I talk about that. But hello, Yella.
Hello.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's so exciting whenever you've got a new show, because we know we're in for, I mean, you know, a proper show. You know, some comics will get up and just do material. Your material is life. And to us as Cape Tonians and South Africans, We relate relentlessly.
Yeah.
With the stories you tell.
The South Africans do relate, particularly to this one, because it was a journey. Because I speak about where I come from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you grow up on the Cape Flats, there are a lot of secrets. So we would, for example, go to a funeral. Wow, Mark, why don't we start the morning on a light note? So there we were at Clip Cemetery in Crossy Park. and then you realize ancestry is a tricky thing in South Africa, because you look to your left while everybody's crying. Obviously, I would, growing up in the Cape, had brown funerals. And suddenly there's a very fair lady just crying on her own in the corner. And then in the other corner, there's a very dark gentleman sobbing. And you go, Mommy, who are they? And my mommy would just say, no, don't worry, they work here. And I would always think, that's such a terrible job. Can you imagine the interview having to, you know, cry at funerals? And then you realize the secrets around it. And I know in the Cape Flats, our family always used to say, no, we've got Germans in our family. And I would say, and they said, it comes from your grandfather's side. And I look through the photo album and I'll say, I've never seen so many navy blue Germans in my life. And they would say, Neil Lawson, it was this German Caribbeans. Kom ons gaat kyk toe, ons gaat praat met die Here daaroor. So, and moenie vra vra. So that was my grand. So that's a segment of the show, and it was my journey. And in the show, there are two major bombshells, because I only discovered last year. Two big secrets about my grandmother and big secrets about my grandfather. But it's under the umbrella of comedy, because I'm such a genius.
Indeed.
So we've been having a great time with the show. And you know, you say people relate to the show. And I think that's the important thing about comedy. Because when you sit alone in your room and you do these things, or in the shower, as we heard, Linda also sings in the shower, and she does it. Her name was Linda.
Linda.
Yeah, swinging from the chandelier. I think he's going to be the only one. but a lot of amazing things happen. Linda, we love you. A lot of amazing things happen at, you know, that's what I'm going to say, in the shower. But for comedians, when you write that up, and you always think, will it be funny? Because my comedy is based on, I've always had this agony, always, about my career, of how funny am I really? Because you tell the truth. And I think the challenge is to stand on stage, because the audience is looking at you and going, well, you know, make us laugh. Bring me the head of John the Baptist.
Yeah.
But tell us your truths, but make it funny. And it's even about the country. If you're going to discuss politics, whatever you're going to touch, make sure that at the end of your story, people are slapping their knees with laughter. That's my job. So
No pressure.
But I've gone to interesting places with this show. Even talking about my growing up years, like, I've never spoken to the audience before about my life at primary school and what it was like and all the rest of it. So it's been great.
If you actually take any of the shows you've done and break them down, not from a comedic point of view, but from a storytelling point of view, there is, some of the stories are intense stories if you look at them on paper, but there's a golden thread, right, in all the comedy that you do, and that golden thread that intertwines the what actually happened, right, through the tragic nature of the story with facts around that story, with this golden thread, and that golden thread is Mark Lottering, right? It's that authenticity that you bring to the storytelling that is so you in every story that you do, right? So it's interwoven into the fabric and the DNA of that story, which brings it to life in a way that nobody else can do it but you.
Wow,
if you think about
that, it's so higher grade. The way he's just
the way that I just captured that moment, because I tried to think about that.
You're struggling to say my tickets are too cheap, but that's what I got from that entire
story. They are. I don't think that any other comic can do what you do in terms of the stories that you tell. And people, and this is why, I mean, I don't have to tell you that. You've got a following like no other. And it's not because that you get on stage and you want to go to God, one line is to make. It's because everything and the charisma that is you, and it, by nature, the entertainer within you, just by smiling and getting on the stage, you bring people, you bring them out of their own situations of, how do I get a story across and how to bring it out, and you allow them to release in that moment because there's that connectivity you have with the audience. And I love it.
Thank you, sir.
By the way, is the reason why it's nominated for an Lady Theatre Award. I mean, come on, just give him the bloody thing.
Yes. Do it already. He's our
national treasure. No, awards are someone was telling me this past week because there was another theatre award thing happening, and they said, well, we didn't see you there. And I said, well, the awards are only important if you win. Otherwise, we're not going. But it's been great that the show has been nominated for Naledi, and that comes from our Joburg season where we actually started the show and we ran there for 3 weeks and we had a terrific time as well. So life is good. Yeah. South Africans, as I've said to you guys for years, still want to laugh. Yeah. The worse our lives are, the more we want to laugh. And I think that's what gets us through as South Africans.
Absolutely.
So life is good.
Life is good. He's looking amazing, ladies and gents. And the show is now available for you to buy tickets. Please buy them. And don't buy one or two. Buy everyone. Buy your office. Corporates, please come.
That's
take numbers. Come in numbers to see this. And I can promise you something. You will be electrified if you've never been to see Sis. I say,
imagine
to you,
that.
Imagine somebody
electrified in load shedding. That's me. That's the wonder of me. I just found my path. I had to come to smile to find my journey in life. It can be all electrified and load shedding. Thank you. My work here is done.
Mark Eugene.
Can I say where I'm
Lottering.
Going to perform?
Please.
Okay, so to tomorrow night and the next night, it's sold out. We're at Die Boer in Durbanville. Nice. I love Die Boer. But so if you've never been to Die Boer, come, because it's actually open to everyone. If Donald Trump didn't yet give you your visa, it's welcome by Die Boer. But that's sold out this week. But next week, I've never been, it's now called the Star Theatre. It was called the Homecoming. And then it was called the Fugard. So it's a bit schizophrenic. Currently, it's the Star Theatre. And some people will know it better than others because it's near to the police station. So it's near the District 6 Museum. People say, where was the Fugard? But just Google it. It's there. It's the sexiest theatre. I've never been there. No, I've never been there to perform. So it's there, and I'm there from Tuesday night. No, the 8th, which is next week, Tuesday. So the 8th of April till the 13th of April. It's like, those tickets are web tickets. Dan gaan ik Kaka in Kartu. Yes, I'm going to Kaka in Kartu. I'm doing two shows there. So you can Google those dates. Only two performances. And people still come up to me in the street and they say, oh, nou jy jou eerste keer, Mark. Jy was so jong. En also nou nog jou eerste show by die Kaka in Kartu. Kom iemand op naar jou toe en sê, die parkering van meneer is hier, die toilet is daar achter, hoor. And I keep telling people, no, I made that up. You know? So, ons gaan Kaka in Kartu in Oudtshoorn, and two shows only. And then Artscape Opera House for the St. Oosterfees.
Nice.
There's going to be one show only. This is my new life. 12 o'clock in the day, I like performing. I did that at Kokwe Theatre as well. Mm. Because, and I, 12 o'clock, and I like doing matinees, 3 o'clock. People say to me, but, you know, it's rock and roll in the evening. Mm. I like going to a matinee because I think, in case the show is terrible, dan kan jy nog jou hele dag change.
You can still change.
jy hoef nie betoe te gaan met die memory. Nee. You can create other memories in the day. I like people who have children, love matinees. So go onto Web Tickets and you'll see that I'm there. One show, it said, was at 12 noon on the 1st of May. That's a public holiday. So Alice is there. Please come and support the shows at Web Tickets because I'm now going to buy a fireplace. So I went to price it. Yella, I see cheap on bottom to blame. Shameful. I feel for the single people. But yeah, so we need that. We need for you to go to Web Tickets so that we can put in the new fireplace. Because you can't just put it in the tiling under everything, the old the roof, master. They're going to break that.
Alice, yeah.
So now moet Mario weer inkom om myself te groen te haal.
En Mario kom hier alleen nie. Hy bring die hele familie.
Come alone. And then I buy Romani creams for the workers because my mother taught me you must feed people who work. And my always stares at me. He says, you are your own worst enemy. Whole day with a tray. Lunchtime, I feel like I'm a flight attendant. Beef pies or steak pies, Owens? Tomato sauce or chutney? Because my mother reared me that way. Workers must be fed, so Mario won't come alone. But the bottom line is go to Web Tickets.
Ladies and gents, Mark Eugene Lottering. Ooh. Thank you.
Follow us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.